Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alex.
I'm Jack.
We are one half of All Time Low, and you are with, and we are with, Mikey and Alana on the Random 30. Do all the monsters come out at night? Why do we slip but we
want to hide? Why do I run back to you like I don't? Jack, your room, where are you, man? Your room looks epic.
This is my guest bedroom. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
If that's your guest bedroom, I'd like to see your main bedroom.
Alex sleeps here when he's visiting me sometimes.
Oh, right.
That's so cool.
Nice.
I just have a very nondescript white wall. I don't like people to know. Honestly, I'm just in a big white room right now.
You're on the other side of Jack's camera. Yeah.
He's in my dungeon room.
If you got some paintbrushes, we could kind of virtually paint with you if you want to do that while we're chatting.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. We could just like do a design back here.
Hey, so good to have you guys on the show. We cannot wait to talk about Monsters, which is the new single, which we're going to get to very soon. But 15 years of friendship since high school. Take us through those moments, because that's a long time for you guys to be together and still producing amazing music.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for saying that.
First of all, we hate each other.
Excellent. This chat's going to go great.
It's awful. We can barely keep it together. We only do Zooms now. You know, all things aside, we will remain socially distanced because this works better for us. we honestly, we've been really lucky. Like, we all met in high school and started this band really just on chasing good feelings and having fun. And it turned into something, and we have been really fortunate. We've worked very hard, but we've been very fortunate to have an amazing fan base grow with us over the years and around the world. And it's just led us to where we are now. We're still, you know, trying to make great music and keep people happy and entertained and smiling. And it's been a fun ride, you know, and fortunately we don't hate each other, which is great.
Well, thank goodness for that. What do you think it is that special moment though, between the four of you to stay together? What is that one special bond that you guys have? Because a lot of bands, they break up. You guys obviously haven't, which is great.
I blackmail. I got all the grit on these guys.
We all have.
They couldn't leave if they wanted to.
We all have equal amounts of beef on each other and dirt on each other, so like no one can get out of it.
I think we need to dive into this beef.
I was going
to
say, if you've been together since high school, I can imagine the kind of mischief. But you guys, so you say that you know, came together in high school and you made that music together, but you also affected, I would say, a lot of high schoolers and young people, and you defined their youth with some of your songs, particularly the classic Dear Maria, Count Me In, which I wanted to touch on because you guys became like TikTok royalty, I'd say. It's kind of an honor to become a trend. And you had congratulations, and it's kind of resurfaced as a trend to Mom, It Wasn't a Phase, It's a Lifestyle. How did it feel seeing like pop back up?
It was really crazy, you know, because you just don't expect a song that's been out for that long to kind of have this viral moment again. You know, it's amazing what that song has done. And it's like, we've seen it grow, and really it is one of our staple songs. It always has been, but like, it's pretty incredible to see in that way that it's sort of like affected, I guess, I don't want to say culture, but like it's affected a niche in a big way. And like, it's really cool to see it have a moment on a new platform like that. And, yeah, it's just fun. It's fun for us because it's always been the song that we've closed our shows with. It's important in our whole career, and it's exciting.
Wow.
We were talking about this earlier, me and Alex, about how, you know, when we come back to playing shows, we're gonna have two really cool moments in our show where, you know, Dear Maria has this new life to it, and Monsters is our biggest song we've ever had radio success wise, and we've never played it live. So I think that it's kind of it's giving us a lot to look forward to when it comes to touring.
Wow, that is epic. Yeah. I mean, creating music together too for the 15 years. How do you guys do it? Are you all throwing the ideas into the barrel, or there's one in particular that stands out and everyone just support? How do you guys create that music for so long?
I mean, it's kind of been like a lot of ebbing and flowing. You know, the process for every record and song to song has been very different. You know, I think the last record, Wake Up Sunshine, our newest one, was really, really collaborative, and that felt really amazing. Like, you know, we got a house in Palm Springs and we all lived under one roof for like a month and a half. And that's really something that we hadn't done as a band in years.
Yeah.
So it very much felt like throwing it back to the early days of the band when we were all creating things very naturally in one space and just kind of eating, sleeping, breathing that thing. And so, yeah, it was really good. And I think it really lent itself to making a record that felt very all-time low, and the energy is really there.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's always, everybody's always got their input, you know, at the end of the day, like even if it's my idea or a hook that Jack has or an idea that Zach has or something, like everybody brings that to the table, and then we all have to kind of add what we do to it for it to sound like us.
Wow. So how long can that process take in general, say for Monsters, how long did that take for it to come out?
Not long, actually. Monsters came together. We actually, Alex, we're in the studio in Palm Springs in the studio house that we rented. And we built a mini studio in Alex's closet in his bedroom. And like we had multiple studios set up. And we're in Alex's closet working on some music. Alex, our buddy Kevin, and our buddy Andrew. And the song kind of came together in like, I want to say like an hour. You know,
what?
Just the whole, yeah. Like
yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy because they had been working on like the music of it, and like Jack had this guitar riff, and obviously that's like a pretty big lead line in the song. And I was out in the other room working on something else, and I popped in, and you know, they were kind of like, what's the vocal here? What do we do? And it was really nice because I think I came in into it on fresh ears, and like instantly I was like, this is the chorus. This is what we got to say. Boom. And it just, the song kind of wrote itself. And I feel like when you have moments like that, those songs tend to be the ones in your career that like are the special songs. It's kind of like you pulled a song that already existed in another universe, like, and now it's yours. And yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Wow.
And how did, and obviously Demi Lovato is on the track now too on Black Bear, and how did they get involved and what was that process like?
Demi has been a longtime friend of ours, you know, over 10 years now. And she's just someone, well, I guess I should start with Bear because Bear was on it first. So we wrote the song, we sent it to Bear. Bear had been working with our collaborator, Andrew. And Bear was a friend of ours. We knew him, but had never really thought to collaborate. And then sent him the track. He sent it back with his take on what he would do on verse two. And it just immediately, we were like, okay, yeah. That's great. That's something we've never done.
Yeah, we didn't tell him anything. We just sent him like the second verse was taken out and he did his thing over it. And we're like, cool, perfect.
Yeah, and I think what's rad about that too is like, it's hard sometimes. Collaborations in general don't always work out and don't feel authentic or genuine. And this one really did. And then beyond that, it was also like 16 years into a career, it's always about finding new things that we've never done before or never experimented with before. And having a collaboration like that was just something we'd never really explored. So the fact that it clicked, worked, elevated the song was massive. And then, yeah, a little bit later on, we did this kind of reimagining of the song. And it was kind of like, okay, how do we take a song that's already seemed like a pretty amazing level of success and has really kind of like expanded our horizons, how do you then try to level that up? And the kind of the only thing we could think of was getting Demi, who we had never really collaborated with before, but we've known for a long time. And she just, whatever she gets on, especially when it's rock music, like she does it so well and so genuinely that it was just like, we just said, hey, do your thing, shred, just wail. And she did. And like, again, somehow took the song to another place, which is great.
That is so cool. That is so good. I mean, the new version, of course, with Demi as well, is just absolutely epic. And being number one to radio airplay, yes, this fantastic. Is cool. Like 15 years, boom, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's like, it goes to show that like, you know, this kind of band and this music, it never went anywhere. And what's really great is like, there's almost a resurgence now of love for the genre and for where it's going. And I think, you know, it's to see Dear Maria and then a new song that we've just put out both simultaneously kind of blow up in some way is really, really cool for not just us, but for the genre and for where music's at in general.
Nice. The video to Monsters as well, that cartoon style video, epic, yeah. very really epic. Cool, yeah. Why did you want to do the cartoon style?
I mean, to be honest, it was because we put a record out at the peak of COVID and lockdown. And so it was
no one was filming.
Yeah, it was kind of impossible for us to even think about making a music video featuring anyone real.
Yeah.
So we went the route of like, well, the song's called Monsters and we love Scooby-Doo. So we kind of went like, we went the Scooby-Doo route. And yeah, that's kind of where we landed.
Wow. Wow. Let's also talk about it for 2021 for you guys, the tour, the No Shame tour. Was this one that you guys had to put on hold, or the dates, these are the dates and they haven't moved because of the whole COVID situation?
You know, we were very excited actually to be getting out with Five Sauce, but like, it just, you know, with everything going on, it didn't feel like it was going to be safe. And really it was for this part of the tour, it was their tour. We were going out as support. And so really it was kind of up to them to make that call. And obviously, you know, the world at the moment just isn't really where it needs to be to safely play shows. We're not going to do anything that would put our fans in jeopardy or in harm's way. So we're all just kind of waiting in the wings for when those types of events make sense again. And I think fortunately that feels like it's coming. It's like just there.
Yeah.
We can't, you know, who knows exactly when, but it's like, it's feeling better than it did a while ago. So I'm excited.
That is so cool. We're going to throw, before we let you go, we like to have a little bit of fun here on the Random 30.
Yes.
And play the Random 5 fun question game. Some fun questions. You guys want to play?
Yes.
Yeah. You seem concerned.
I love a game. I got really competitive all of a sudden. So.
Oh, well, this could be fun. Who could outdo one of the? Oh. All right. So I'll throw the first question. You can both answer, actually. What food item can't you live without?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Oh,
damn.
Really?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Damn.
A life without bolognese is a life that's wasted.
All right. Well, there goes possibly my answer, but I say second to that, I'm going to go ahead and say cereal. I eat like 18 bowls of cereal a week.
What cereal are we eating?
18. What's that? Like 3 a day?
No. Every day. All right. So over here, we got something called Fruity Pebbles.
This sounds very gourmet.
Fruity Pebbles are very gourmet. Very.
All right.
It's the Flintstone cereal. It's pretty gourmet.
Yeah.
We love that. Also, important question. Do you call it spag bowl or spag bog? Or do you just call it spaghetti bolognese? Is that an Australian thing?
Well, I think that's an Aussie thing.
Australian.
Oh,
yeah.
We call it spag bog.
We call it spag bog.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Australia, man.
I grew up in the UK, so we also called it spag bog when I was a kid. So
yes.
Only fancy people do. Well, next question. If you weren't in a band, what do you reckon you'd be doing as a career instead of, you know, being TikTok royalty, etc.?
Probably Ghostbusters.
Mm.
Oh. Alex, I always would just assume you're going to work for NASA. Alex loves space. He loves space and space exploration.
Yeah.
Personally,
I would be like a poor man's Elon Musk. I'd be like trying to shoot. I'd be strapping fireworks to like things that don't belong in space and just trying to get them in space.
You could be man's Elon Musk now if you wanted, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he's throwing a car up in space, so why not?
Yeah.
I would find a way also do that.
Yeah. All right. Third question for both of you. The last pick you both took on your phone, what is it?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Actually, mine's so lame. I know exactly what it is because I just did it. I had to connect my laptop to the Wi-Fi. So it's a picture of the router that has the password.
Mine is all-time lows Toxic Valentine, because yesterday was Valentine's Day and I took a picture and posted that.
Yeah.
Oh.
The other one is a picture of a jacket that I stole from my manager. And I was like, I have your jacket.
Does your manager manager knows?
Yeah.
Is there something, and this might be good to know coming into your new tour, but is there something that you don't like when you guys are on stage?
Something that we don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hard to piss off.
Yeah, like we've never really like had any crazy problems on stage. Like I don't know. No.
I don't like seeing people. I don't like seeing people hurt in the crowd. I hate that.
Yeah.
When someone gets hurt, I'm just like, oh, I like literally stop playing. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. We've stopped the show numerous times for people falling down or whatever, but no, like people for the most part, our audiences are lovely. Like our crowds have always been really great and really kind to us and very respectful. And like, no one does anything bad.
That's,
I mean,
all
fun. Alex even did the shooey once in Australia.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yeah. Alex did the shooey.
Oh,
and it was like, it was one of those things where I had no idea what it was at first. And so like, it was being explained to me from stage crowd interaction. And like, obviously that's a little bit, there's many lapses in communication there. Yeah. So I didn't realize fully what was going on until someone handed me a shoe.
Whose was it?
And so like, and that's the thing.
From
so,
the crowd.
Like, the first shoeie I ever did was not from my own shoe.
Oh, yeah. Alex, if you've done a shoeie, you're never from a random shoe at a show, you're never going to get COVID. Like you
have all of the antibodies.
You have all. You're safe from every disease on earth.
Yeah, I got antibodies for a bunch of stuff.
That is epic. Oh wow. All right, I don't know how you're going to top this question, but your final one for both of you. What is the last thing you Googled?
Oh boy. God.
That's a good one.
The questions are bad, but it's the answers that are.
Oh, you ready? You ready for it?
Yeah.
Is the Da Vinci Code real?
The people want to know.
I can't beat that. There's no way I'm beating that one.
Oh, come on, Alex. You got to beat it. Come on.
Mine was just, is this infected? And I think it goes back to the shoeie.
Oh, God.
Full circle.
Mine was something super lame. I don't even think mine was that cool. I think I was looking up a TV show. It was, yeah, it was. Ooh, I was searching a Hulu show.
Da Vinci Code TV series.
Da Vinci Code wins.
Wow. All right. Wow. I wasn't expecting that for the answers, but we love them. Thanks so much for the chat, guys. The new single Monsters is out now with Demi and Black Bear. Of course, they're two, but they're not coming to Australia yet, by the way. When are you coming to Australia? I know the COVID thing and all that's going on, but are there plans maybe?
As soon as everything opens up, we're coming. We're on a record cycle, so we'll be back right away. Probably
we are chomping at the bit to get anywhere and everywhere. So like the second we are allowed into your beautiful country, we will be there for sure.
We love that. We'll check out the new single Monsters. It's out right now. Alex and Jack, All Time Low. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having us. Thank you for the support on the song. We love you guys.